Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Everyone has a ticket to Cup Week at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters. Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for a huge midweek edition of the Victorian Form Preview. It is Bendigo Cup Day, beautiful weather. No doubt it will be a lovely day at Bendigo as well. Dean Lester, you'd have fond memories of plenty of Bendigo Cups going back through the years. Joins us. How are you, Dean?
I'm very well, thank you, Michael.
It's always a great Cup Day, Bendigo Cup Day, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's the calm before the storm in lots of ways, but for Bendigo, it's a big day. And, yeah, since it's been moved to the week before, it used to be, of course, the week after Melbourne Cup week. It's an exciting day and exciting race, the Bendigo Cup.
Well, let's touch base with Bernard Hopkins, who is the track manager at Bendigo today, to see what the weather and track conditions are like. Good morning, Bernard. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. We got much of a crowd being able to get to the track today and owners for Bendigo Cup Day?
No, just a few owners today. They're very limited to the day, which is pretty disappointing. But that's the way things are nowadays.
Well, there'll be plenty of excited owners there. And I'd imagine you'd be racing on a pretty good deck today. What's the track?
Yeah, it's a good four at the moment. And I think it'll hold that good four range for the part of the day. The rail's gone back to the true position from the non-meter position on Caulfield Cup Day. And we've got a fine day. We've had an overcast morning, coolish sort of morning, but now the sun's out and it's a beautiful day and we're expecting 22 degrees.
With the rail going back to the true, do you think that might be the place to be at least early in the meeting?
Yeah, look, just outside that nine, there is some markings from that race meeting. More so around the turn, sort of from the 400 to the 600, it's a bit more outside the nine there, which won't be in play at all. But the straight's fairly good with a little bit of marking outside that nine.
Oh, we wish you the best today. Is there any local mail in the cup you like?
Look, Josh Jones is like to see his horse go well for the local trainer. It'd be great to see. So fingers crossed for Josh.
Gee, you've timed that well, Bernard, because we've got Josh Julius on the line now. About to have a chat to him.
Oh, very, very good.
Good on you, Bernard. Best of luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of Josh, he joins us this morning. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. Big day for you. I know the plan at the start of this campaign was to try and get Supergirl towards the big dance on the first Tuesday, November, but winning the Bendigo Cup would be pretty good as well, I'd imagine. How is she?
Yeah, no, it would be very special. She's well. She's going to present very fit and ready to roll. So, we sort of can't fold her now. It's... They said we had to be ready sort of next Tuesday if everything went to plan, but being ready the Wednesday before shouldn't be an issue at all.
And her last run at Caulfield, were you happy with how she came through that?
Yeah, look, I was. She's arguably she's probably just racing like she's just that peg below black type. And obviously back to that benchmark 84 level, she was very competitive. And I think arguably if you swap Yonkers' run with Supergirl's run, you... Supergirl gets out and holds Yonkers in, and Yonkers flies home and runs third. So we're pretty upbeat heading towards today. We're sort of hoping that with Bendigo Cup being the race that's so close to the Cup week itself, it's sort of the one that was going to fall away. But it's ended up not a bad sort of race. But as I said, she turns up in terrific order and ready to go.
There is a bit of depth in today's race, and a few of the favoured runners have drawn awkwardly, including yourself. What's Geordie going to do from out wide?
I'm probably going to leave it up to him when she jumps. We can't sort of use her up too much. We know she's sort of got she's a better finisher when she's ridden conservatively. But I think all preparation, anyone who's backed her will be just becoming increasingly frustrated when she goes back. She runs on. She looks good without sort of ever threatening. So. Sort of going to want Geordie to put her in the race as much as he can without using her up. But as you said, it's going to be very, very tactically early with a lot of the main chances sort of drawn in the outside half of the field. I guess in a perfect world, we'll end up on the back of Pikey and Zabrowskin if we're good enough to get past. We are, but it'll be a bit tricky early for Geordie. But he's been around long enough and he's had enough experience and he seems in the right sort of form at the moment. So we'll be pretty much leaving it up to Geordie.
What's your gut feel? She's about a $13 chance. Do you expect her with even luck to be fighting out the finish?
That's been about the only trouble all preparation. Michael is getting even luck, so when it sort of seems to matter, we always draw wide and it becomes very tricky. But she loves a home track. She's going to get conditions to suit. She goes on all surfaces, and down in the weights, obviously 55, we're a hell of a lot better weighted this year than we were last year. Sort of, it's hard to argue that she hasn't improved that four lengths that she put that effort in last year, and then was four lengths away from top of the range. So she's going to saddle up in good order. She's in a good headspace at the moment, and hopefully we can be around the pointy end come finish.
Got a couple of runners in the last race, Just Folk and High Class Harry, around about the $10 mark. Can you split the two?
They're full brothers, Michael, and I can't split them. I really can't. I think Just Folk potentially in the long term is going to be the better horse, but he still does a lot wrong in his races. He got very fired up at his last start here at Bendigo. Arguably, he won the race, admittedly, but he's a better horse ridden cold. Probably rode him a little bit upside down at Horsham, and the track certainly didn't suit him. So he will definitely improve from that run at Horsham, and I think he can figure. But Harry as well, the race is sort of, there's not a lot of speed inside him, and the race is sort of going to be run to suit him should he find the rail and find the front. So sort of excited to see him with a senior on for the first time, and also down with near no weight on his back. That sort of goes for Just Work as well. They're both very big, strong horses, so with no weight on their back is a big plus for both of them. So my fiancée, Cassie, has a majority share in High Class Harry, and I have a majority share in Just Folk, so there are definitely going to be a few bragging rights come 20 past five this afternoon, one way or the other.
I love it. Let's hope they're finding out the race. That'd be magnificent for you. Josh, best of luck, especially in your hometown cup. It'd be great to see Supergirl salute.
No worries. Thanks very much, Michael.
Josh Julius joining us there. Keen to get Dean's thoughts on the cup in a moment, but we'll kick off with race number one. It looks a tricky start to the day, Dino, race one. It's a three-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres. We take out 15, 16, 17, and it is $5 the field. Equal favourites, Hostile Takeover and Mighty Feet. Where do we go in the first?
Michael, I don't think we go far from the two that you've mentioned, actually. I like Mighty Feet. Those that were listening to the spring ticket, I was really keen on this horse at Cranbourne Cup Day, and we got the $14. We just didn't quite get the result. Got beaten in a narrow photo. And I'm not sure that Cranbourne actually suited the horse. So I think getting onto the bigger track, not worried about the draw. He's got tactical speed. I think he's a good each-way play, number eight, to beat four Hostile Takeover. He's a fascinating horse, seven-year-old, only having his sixth start. His two runs in have been fantastic. He was 100-1 behind Cuzco Lad and ran well, and then ran well behind Misconduct at Sale. He hasn't raced for 5 weeks. That's the little concern. 13 Yulong Premier gets the blinkers first time, and 9 Merdeka wasn't too bad. First run for the Tony Noonan stable might be next best. But no, I could play Mighty Feet each way here. 8, 4, 13 and 9.
8, 4, 13 and 9 in the first on Bendigo Cup Day. Let's have a look at the market in the second race. And here, the favourite is the horse that we spoke to EJ about. We can take out 8, 10 and 16. Lindhout, keen to get your thoughts, Dino, on this first starter at $4. Better Kick first up today at $4.20, and Gloves Are Off, another first starter from the Kim Hahn stable, is at $4.20. What do you make of EJ's first stopper here, Lindhout?
Yeah, it's right in the mix, Michael. Very impressive recent jump out. Looked like Carlene Heffel rode it in the jump out, and Carlene's very light, so it carried very little weight, but did sprint away to win the trial, and I think it's one of the two better chances. The other one I think is the one to beat, though, is number 7, Better Kick, who ran very well when favourite behind Divine Caprice at Flemington, and then started a short price favourite behind El Barado at Ballarat, and didn't handle the wet at all, and was eased down and had issues post-race, but has had two recent jump outs, looks to be going well, and when the blinkers were applied in the second jump out went very well. So on with 7 to beat 3 Lindhout, who's certainly got nice ability. Be no surprise if she won on debut. 11, Rigel Star. Another one, one from the Hayes Dabney Gabba comes off the Flemington jump outs, and I thought it jumped out quite well. Mark Zara seems to have been doing the work on it, and he sticks with it here. And 12, Yulong Defence, a first starter for the Team Hawks. It's trialled up okay. So really interesting race because you've got first up runners and first starters. But I think one with a little bit of race experience for me and better kick. 7, 3, 11 and 12.
7, 3, 11 and 12. Race number 3, a benchmark 64 over the 1100. Takeout 10. Lasua run won really well first up for Scotty Cameron's a favourite. Equal favourite now at 460 because money's come for Zivira, trained by Philip Stokes, and he gave it a good push a little while ago. It's into 460. D Keeper is at $5, as is All About Fashion. So another open race, the third here today, Dino.
Yeah, it is, but the one that there has been money for, Zia Vera, is the one I like. She resumed with a pretty good run at Pakenham behind Address Melbourne. That was really testing ground, and she ran a good race. And the horse that won it, I've got a very good opinion of Address Melbourne. And Zia Vera ran well. Now, the only time she's seen a relatively dry track was when she won her maiden, and she was really impressive, won by nearly four lengths. So I think first time onto a good track will actually be a bonus for her. And I'm with her to beat D Keeper, who resumes. Has had two jump outs, looks to be going okay. Does have basically synthetic track form, but form in New Zealand was on the turf and showed ability. I think can run well fresh. Lasur, as you mentioned, Michael, was very impressive at Echuca. She did that first up last time in and then placed second up, and then her form sort of deteriorated. Maybe as a stronger mare, she can hold her form a bit more this campaign. And All About Fashion, who resumes. One on the synthetic on debut last time in and looks to have jumped out quite well. But, yeah, a very competitive race. But the one I could back would be Zia Vera, 11, 5, 6 and 7.
11, 5, 6 and 7. Race number 4, a benchmark 78 over the 1,100 metres. No scratchings here. Rock Profits, the favourite at 380. Overkill at $4.20. And Dave Eustace gave this a good push first up today. Grandview Avenue, $4.80. And High Stranger at $7.50. That's the market here. What do you make of Overkill first up today? We haven't got to see much of it. And Dave Eustace actually said the horse was lucky to be here. It got very, very sick before its spell, or during its spell.
Yeah, he was quite a precocious horse last time in, and aggressive, and as Dave mentioned in the interview, that he's a lot more relaxed in his jump outs this time in. I'm sure he's still going to show enough tactical speed to be prominent here, and he's right in the mix, but I like Rock Profit here. I think he's very well placed, number 12. He's a winner at Bendigo. Then he went to Flemington and ran well to Wilmot Pass. Then he ran second to Octane, wasn't beaten very far. And then just way out of his grade at his last two runs. Group 3 in the Heath, beaten four lengths to Diamond Effort, and then 2.5 lengths to Zutori. And coming back to a 78 grade here, and he's on the limit weight for running in those races. He just looks incredibly well placed. And then you get the added bonus of Jamie Carr. So I think he's really suited Rock Profit. High Stranger's the danger. He's got similar form lines, but he does have a bit more weight. Would have been set for this by Shane Fleedner on the home track for Cup Day. He won first up last time in at Caulfield. He looks to have trialled well, and William Pike trialled him. He looked to go well. 7 riding the wave. First up here for Lindsay Smith. I'm interested in it. New Zealand form was quite sound, and he's got a terrific action on him, this horse. Big, strong horse. Look for him to be hitting the line. And Overkill, as mentioned, he's got a good record. Obviously, he's had that issue since he last raced, but his jump outs have been sound. But it looks a good race for Rock Profit for mine, Michael. 12, 2, 7 and 5.
12, 2, 7 and 5. Race number 4 of 9 races on Bendigo Cup Day. The 5th is a benchmark 64 over 1,300 metres. The scratching here, take out 3. The favourite here is Far Enough. Ollie on board for Dale Short, former jockey himself, and it was good to see this horse win first up for him as a trainer at 3.20. Derive, 4.40. Checkerboard's an interesting runner first up at 7.50, and then route to 9.50 plus for the rest of the field. Can Spike Short get another winner as a trainer today?
Yeah, he's probably one of four chances in this race. I thought this was one of the harder races of the day, Michael, lining these horses up. I've gone with Anitra, number 11, who was scratched from Caulfield Cup Day off a wet track. But her run last start at Flemington behind Poland, Grand Slam and co. is a terrific form reference for this sort of race. And I think she's well placed. Derives a maiden, and there's a lot of maidens on, and The Ellens are a team have elected to run here in the 64 grade off the back of some really good jump outs, and she does have that second to Azar to her credit at Sandown. That's again Guinea's form, so these two fillies present with really good form references. Far Enough did a good job to win his maiden. I don't think it was the strongest of maidens, but he won with, you know, a bit of style and authority about him. Does jump from 1,000 to 1,300 straight away, so it'll be an interesting challenge for him. And 9 Sweet Zoo, who resumes, showed ability last time in, looked to go okay in a recent trial. But I like the fillies down the bottom here, Michael. 11 and 12, 11, 12, 2 and 9.
11, 12, 2 and 9. 5 races down. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie on Bendigo Cup Day.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview for Bendigo Cup Day with Dean Lester. We're up to race number 6, the first leg of the quaddie, a benchmark 70 over 1,300 metres. We can take out 15, 16, 17 and 18. Mrs. Beckham is the favourite. Damien Lane for Ellerton Zara, 480. Capo Dano is at $5. Airborne is at $6.50. And then we're out to Shadow Goddess at $9. We had Simon Zara on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Mrs. Beckham.
Yeah, look, Mrs. Beckham, definitely she's got good gate speed. Can lead or be outside the leader in the box seat. So we'll just go roll forward on her. And look, she get her first two runs. They were a bit below average and sort of sent her up the farm and then return with a good run at Mowie the other day. You know, the step up position is definitely going to suit her, and she looks absolutely outstanding. So I thought, you know, if she gets a bit of luck early, she should be right in the finish.
Yeah, it was a good push. The only issue is a bit of an awkward gate here, Dino.
She does have an awkward gait, Michael. I think that's what you said. My line just dropped out for a second. Look, I'm going with Exa Leader here first up. I think this is a talented mare. She's well-placed first up. She's trialled well. I think she gets a beautiful run just behind the speed, and I'm going with her. Mrs. Beckham is very close to a win, and if she has a bit of luck from the draw, she's got a good chance. I thought Junefield was over the odds here. I thought rode a pretty fast speed at Cranbourne and toughed it out okay. Fitter for that run and gets a good run from the draw. And Chips are Downs a horse I've got a lot of time for. I'm a real fan. He's got an awkward draw to contend with, but I think the big track will suit, and he's very tough. He'll ride the speed and he'll tough it out well. But I think they're the four main chances in a competitive race, 10, 13, 9 and 3.
10, 13, 9 and 3. And Exa Leader, a good value selection, $10, $3.30. The place. The feature is the APM Bendigo Cup over 2,400 metres. It is a Group 3 race due to jump at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Take out 2, 5 and 9. The favourite is Pondus. Been fighting out favouritism this morning. It's been flicking between Pondus and Zabrowski. Pondus, $4.60. Zabrowski currently at $4.80. Saracen Knight is at $5.50. Inverloch then is the next best in the market at $13. So, Dean, the market's got three pretty close, and then it's a fair gap out to Inverloch at double-figure odds at $13. What's the speed look like in today's Bendigo Cup? Because a few favourite runners have drawn wide.
Yeah, they have, Michael. Look, I'm thinking Inverloch first down to the rail from barrier 2. Hackey will be the interesting one. They rode him back last start and he was dreadful, so his best pattern's going forward. But you've got a group there drawn together, barriers 10, 11, 12. Good ideas, Zabrowski and Lofty Heights. All got tactical speed, so they come across. Maybe even Red Alto takes his chances with that group. So I think ultimately it'll be quite a generous speed for this sort of race.
All right, and then does that mean a horse like Pondus or a few of the others like Supergirl or Massaf that might have to go back and can make ground?
Yeah, I'm thinking they'll, that group will probably, be interesting to see how they ride Pondus. He can be sort of ridden either way, and you know, whether he goes forward with that group or sits back. I've got him sort of sitting midfield-ish, but... it's an interesting race. The horse you mentioned there that'll have to go back and he'll need luck, but you're getting big odds to find out is Massaf. I just think he's steadily building his form. I thought he might have been aiming at a race like the Metropolitan, but maybe he's just aiming up for next year and getting his qualifications. You look at that run when he ran second at Chapada at Flemington. It's a terrific form reference. In his last run, he had 60.5 kilos. He drops 5.5 kilos for that run. I just think he'll be back. He'll need a good ride from Walker, but he's at good odds to find out. I think Saracen Knight, I think probably the ground might have been a bit firm, the slow pace, ridden a bit close to that speed. I think off a quieter ride, he can improve. Ponderous presents with very good form references and has to be regarded. And I've put in Good Idea next best, who's a really tough horse. He'll get on the speed. I think it's his 13th run for the calendar year, and most of them have been at 2,000 metres plus. So he really is a tough horse. He can run well. But I'll be loading this leg of the quaddie up, Michael. 12, 13, 3 and 11.
12, 13, 3 and 11. An open edition of the Bendigo Cup. Massive on top for Dean Lester at $13 in the feature. Race number 8, benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. Take out the 4. Think and Fly is the favourite. Ollie on board for Hayes. Dabbening at 4.20. Star Roosers at $5 and Zindi at $7, Dean.
Yeah, I like Think and Fly. I think he's beautifully placed here. His run last start was good, and that was on soft ground. I think getting onto the better ground is an absolute plus. He's had 4 goes at the mile for 3 wins and that third last time out. And I just think third up, he's ready to peak. There's nice speed in this race. He can just blend into the race, and I think he'll be too good. You look at some of his form lines last time in, they're very solid, and he's ready to win. To beat 1 Star Ruse, who was a little bit plain last start, and that was on soft ground, and that's been the bit of the issue this preparation. He's only seen the dry track once, and he ran second to Sovereign Award. Now, that's a great form line for a race like this, with her winning 2 stakes races since that run. 8 Zendis deep into a preparation, but racing well for the Price Kent Junior Stable, and next best number 6 Tancheck, who does have the capacity to run a really big race first up, as he has his last 2 preparations. He's won both times, can run a cheeky race first up. 3, 1, 8, and 6.
3, 1, 8, and 6. And then the last today at Bendigo on the huge 9 race card is one of the Carnival Country Series races, trying to get a start in the $500,000 race over Cup Week at Flemington. And Campese's the favourite at $4. Merchant of Venice, $4.40. Maritana at $7.50. They're the top 3 in the market, Dean.
Yeah, it's a good race to finish. I'm hoping that Josh Julius is right and Just Folk will improve second up. I think first up was just not the right race for him around Horsham. He's a big track horse. He gets onto his home track here, and I'm just hoping a bit of the freshness off him, a little bit quieter ride. And he shows the ability he showed last time in. And if he does, he's good enough to win this race and be a factor next week as well. 12 Campese is a very good winning chance. He won well first up and just looks a real target race for him to win this and get into the final next week. Maritana, I just think the race just passed him by a bit at a crucial stage last start. This is a suitable option, and today Carlene Hevel can use her claim. And 11, Merchant of Venice, who has had the 2 runs back off a 2-year layoff, was really good at Hamilton next best. 10, 12, 1 and 11.
10, 12, 1 and 11. It sounds like the Cup's a tough Cup this year, but there might be some value and confidence around the rest of the meeting.
Yeah, there is, Michael. I certainly think the best, and he's at a backable price too, is race 8, number 3, Think and Fly. And the value, I've tipped longer runners through the meeting, but I do think this should be a clear-cut favourite in race 1, number 8, Mighty Feet. So I think he's a bit of value at the each way or thereabouts. For the quaddie, the first leg, certainly a flexi day with a host of chances in the, especially the first 2 legs. First leg, 3, 9, 10, 13. Second leg, 3, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13. Third leg, 1, 3 and 8. And the last leg, 1, 10, 11 and 12.
Good luck today, Dino. Looking forward to the coverage once again of Bendigo Cup Day on the Country Cup Circuit with Nick Quinn, Mick Sharkey, and we will cover everything throughout the day today. And don't forget also, because it is one of the big days on the Country Cup Circuit, there's some Mitchelton wine, champagne to be given away, Dino. And you know Jerry very, very well. So Mitchelton, once we can get up there, everyone will be making their way up to the Mitchelton Winery up there. So Maggie Payne will be giving a few out on behalf of Country Racing Victoria today on the coverage with RSN as well, Dino.
What a wonderful drop it is, Michael. And yes, I can certainly encourage those, once we can travel, to get to the Mitchell Winery, enjoy the day. There's a hotel there now if you want to stay and enjoy the festivities there for a day or so. And yeah, the restaurant and up in the tower is magnificent, and the art galleries. There's so much to see and do. It's more than just a winery at Mitchelton. So no, it's a lovely champagne that we're giving away today.
And they've also got Furion in the cup today as well, so could be a reason to
Blinker's
celebrate.
First time.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, right, he can run a cheeky race. Thanks, Michael.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Dean.